The State Shellfish Hatchery in Seward is shipping hatchery-raised juvenile red king crab to laboratories in Kodiak and Juneau to be studied. It's part of efforts to rebuild the crab fishery around Kodiak, which crashed in the early 1980s. Much work remains before any hatchery crab could be released into the open ocean. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
It hasn't been easy. The Aleutic Pride hatchery basically just killed off the first batch of king crab larvae they hatched from eggs obtained from fishermen. Ben Daly, a researcher for the Alaska Sea Grant-funded project, says all the examples the hatchery had to work with were on the much smaller scale of a laboratory.
We've had 4 years of experiments so far, and in that first year we kind of found that a lot of the things that they sort of worked out on a smaller scale don't really apply to hatchery culture in our case anyway.
The culprit was a bacterium that bred in the water with the crab larvae. The bacteria formed long filaments that then impeded the larva's movements and feeding. The answer was filtration to cut down on the bacteria and temperature.
We learned that when we warmed up the temperature, actually, it allowed the larvae to molt more frequently, which allowed them to shed their bacteria kind of covered shells before the bacteria really became problematic. So essentially just speeded up their growth rate.
And so the project went from poor survival to better growth rates than in the wild. In between, they had to figure out the optimum feeding regime for crab larvae. Daly says it's quite time-consuming to feed the larvae, less so for the juveniles. They also discovered they could raise the temperature well above what the crab larvae would normally encounter in the wild. This year, the hatchery has shipped 5,000 juveniles to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Kodiak, where experimenters will begin to analyze the best conditions for release and try to find ways to cut down on predation on these young crab. Maybe, Daly speculates, limited predator exposure would train them for the wilder conditions of the ocean. But at least for the larval to juvenile stage, the scientists now know they can obtain a far better survival rate for the crabs than in the wild.
In the wild, survival from hatching to the first juvenile stage is thought to be less than a fraction of a percent. And in the hatchery, we're achieving 20% survival to the first juvenile stage. So we're increasing that survival rate 200 times.
Come August, they plan to ship another 5,000 red king crabs to the federal lab in Juneau. And if all goes well, some blue king crab as well. Those eggs were donated by Pribilof Island crabbers, and Daly says they are quite a bit more delicate than the reds. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.